morning, Harrison Ashu.
Good morning, Steve. The Indomitable Lions are set to secure their 2025 AFCON ticket this afternoon in Kampala, Uganda, against the Harambe Stars of Kenya. Colonel Hamad Kalkaba Mabum has been mandated as the first ever president of the Association of the African Olympic Sports Confederation to do his utmost for African athletes to go through comfortable qualification procedures to obtain a ticket to an Olympic Games. Kenya's Ruth Chepngetich has created a new world record in the Chicago Marathon in 2 hours, 9 minutes and 57 seconds. Those were the headlines. The head coach of the Indomitable Lions and his counterpart of the Harambee Stars of Kenya have promised that they will give their all to chase this afternoon 3 points. Mark Breeze and his boys were speaking yesterday after their reconnaissance training at the Nelson Mandela Stadium in Kampala with all 23 players in the den present, except for Christopher Wu, who suffered an injury in the first leg in Yaounde last Friday. CRTV's envoy to Kampala, Simon Lyonga, was there and filed in this report.
It is a confident-looking team that had their lone training session at the Mandela Stadium. The euphoria of the 4-1 win in Yaounde is now in the past as coach Mark Breeze preaches concentration and the players are conscious of the fact that this is just another match that must be taken seriously. Andre Onana is one of the team leaders.
Every game is different, of course. We won the first leg, but now we have to prepare well because it's going to be easy. But we travel to win. That's the mentality. I think if we keep playing how we are doing, we're going to win a lot of games.
For the 20-year-old Carlos Balibam, his objective is to do better all the time and deliver for country.
The same thing in Cameroon. I have a good mind to go on the pitch. After that, you score the goal to win the game.
The players all know that a win in Monday's game will open wide the floodgates of Morocco 2025. Enough for Andre Onana to think it is of unprecedented importance to them.
It's a very important game for us. We are going there with a winning spirit.
Even the newfound offensive midfielder, Boris Enno, is itchy to showcase his talents and win points for country, though he is conscious of the fact that patience is a virtue.
I promise them to give my best and show my colleagues what I have. They should be patient. The day I have my chance, I will make them proud.
The game will be played without fans and will kick off at 4 p.m. Uganda time, 2 p.m. in Cameroon. Roger Kinsey, Simon Lyonga reporting in Kampala.
The Harambee Stars of Kenya, yes, they also had their second and last training in build-up to this afternoon's match that will kick off at 4 p.m. in Kampala and 2 p.m. in Cameroon. Engin Firat is determined to fight back the defeat of Friday to the Indomitable Lions today, and he told our reporter Simon Lyonga that they have a plan already in place.
We came back from the game with a very big disappointment. We tried to analyze what happened. So the biggest difference in the first match was the aggressivity of Cameroon comparing to us. So you saw also in the statistics, they have loose ball duels, I think around 70% for Cameroon. This was the biggest difference. In the same time, if you look at the other statistics, they don't show really the result. So we had a lot of individual mistakes. So what happened. Now, for me, it was important, not the physical part, it's more the mental part after this disappointing result, to put the boys together, to get motivated for the match. So this is what we are trying to do now at the moment.
So what do you think is going to be the difference?
The difference in last match was the aggressivity. So Cameroon wanted more the match than us, to be honest. So, and if any football match, the biggest and most important statistic is loose ball duels. So, and if one team has 70% winning loose ball duels, then you have a big problem. This kind of things we have to change.
And this afternoon match will be played behind closed doors, a decision which, according to the coach of the Harambee Stars, was taken for security reasons.
This was a decision made by all of us at Federation also. This has something to do with security, logistic. So if a big team like Cameroon is coming, of course, there's a lot of interest. And last time, even everybody underestimated, especially with Andre Onana, you saw the hype, what was there. And it's good that nothing happened. But we have to think also about the possibilities that something can happen. Plus, to be honest, when was the last home match? For me as coach, I don't know what is a home match. I play always outside, everywhere in Africa, but not in Kenya. So therefore, for me, it doesn't matter if we have fans or not, because we never have a home advantage. And so therefore, if we play there with an open game, you can be sure you will have only Cameroon fans. And it doesn't make really sense.
And fans of the Indomitable Lions in Cameroon are looking forward to the match against the Harambee Stars of Kenya this afternoon with a lot of excitement, especially in Garo, as Julius Neba tells us.
to most ardent fans of the Indomitable Lions in Garoua, Captain Vincent Aboubakar and his teammates will be going into this encounter with one objective in mind: how to consolidate their number one spot at the head of Group G by defeating the Harambee Stars of Kenya and bagging home the precious 3 points.
As Cameroonian, we are proud, first of all, and without doubting, I will just say you that Cameroon will beat Kenya and the score will be 2-0.
Other diehard supporters in the North Region's capital city say, going by the Lions' comfortable victory during the away leg in Yaoundé, they strongly believe the day four return leg will be a bed of roses.
I know Anguissa will play that midfield, and Onana will not take any goal because he's a good goalkeeper, and it will be 2-0 for Cameroon. Aboubakar will score first.
While some prudent fans caution that it will be best for head coach Mark Breeze to put a strong defense in place, they however note that they are confident of his tactical playing style that so far is producing desired results.
With the team and the lineup of Mark Breeze, I'm confident that the Lions will make us proud by defeating Kenya by 2-0. Aboubakar Vincent will score, and Mbemo and Bariba will end the day as being the man of the match.
As all eyes turn to the Mandela National Stadium in Kampala, Uganda, this Monday at 5 p.m. for the Kenya-Cameroon showdown, fans of the Indomitable Lions in Garoua say distance is not a barrier for them to play their 12-man role and support team captain Vincent Aboubakar and his teammates to victory. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
And the other group match between Zimbabwe against Namibia will play at 5 p.m. In the other groups, Gambia will play against Madagascar, Liberia will host Equatorial Guinea, while Togo will take on Algeria. Eswatini will play against Mozambique. So far, Burkina Faso is the first team to book their ticket for the 2025 AFCON in Morocco with 10 points already in Pool J following their 2-0 win over Burundi yesterday. The president of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Karl Kabama Boom, has been elected as the first president of the Association of African Olympic Sports Confederation. This was a major outcome of the meeting edition of consultation of stakeholders in the Olympic movement in Africa that featured representatives of Olympic and Sports Committees from 26 African countries. Hamad Karl Kabama Boom was mandated at the end of the deliberation yesterday at the Montfebe Hotel in Yaoundé to get to work with his team to ensure that they channel their proposals to the International Olympic Committee for the review of the qualification procedures for African athletes to the Olympic Games, an assignment that Hamad Karl Kabama Boom says has to be treated with urgency. We're going to get that in the subsequent newscast. And out of the country, Kenya's Ruth Chepngetich has broken the world record in the Chicago Marathon on Sunday. The 30-year-old clocked a time of 2 hours, 9 minutes and 57 seconds in the 26.2-mile distance to surpass Ethiopia's Tigst Assefa's previous record by nearly 2 minutes. Chepngetich is the first woman to run a marathon in under 2 hours and 10 minutes. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News, read by Harrison Ashutiku.